word this morning. We're in a little series called Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. I mean, it's not that hard, right? Grace is amazing. What else can you call it? What else can you call a God who's all-powerful, almighty, all-knowing, doesn't need you at all, doesn't need me at all, okay, to exist, to do anything. And yet he loved us enough to somehow want to have a relationship with us. I do not understand that. I do know this. You're not a dog. I'm not a dog. Okay? We're different. He created you in his image and his likeness. You know he did. You're bright enough to go look at an animal and look at yourself and go, wow, it's different here. Last time I checked, they didn't make a computer or design an automobile or something like that. An animal didn't. Did they? Yes or no? Oh, but we're all like them. No, you're not. You're creating the image of God. And he loved you so much and me so much that he wanted a relationship with us. I don't understand that. I'll never figure it out. He gave his son. Do I know how? I don't understand it all. I just read my Bible, and by faith, I accept what that book tells me. You know what I'm saying? Got that figured? Are you kidding me? How God could love us like that? Wow. So grace is what? Amazing. Amen. So let's talk about it this morning. Here we go. Amazing grace. I'm going to upset you right off the bat. Here we go. Come on. That's my M.O. A lady came up to me the other day and said, I listened to you on the radio. You're really mean. That's what she said. You're really mean. But I like it because you tell it like it is. I'm like, what? That's what she said. You're really mean. I listened to myself on the radio the other day. I thought, my gosh, who in the world would listen to that lunatic? I was screaming and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It's just the way it is. Amen? Pop it back up, Raj. What did you say? I am a pig. How many knew that already? Stop it. Stop it. All right. Can we say that together? Is it all right? I am a pig. Wow, you can't talk about yourself like that. I am a what? Pig. It's just a little acronym. That's all it is. Try to get you to remember this. I'm a pig. This is who we are. This is what makes a grace so amazing. Let's look at it. I'm a pig. Let's do the P first. Polluted. Polluted. Let's talk about it. Here we go. What's that mean about Gary Clark? I'm rotten to the core. Absolutely. Without Jesus Christ in my life, I'd cuss you out without even thinking twice about it. I used to. What's the change, Jesus? You understand, yes or no? I just bad. You might say, well, I wasn't like that. Well, I bet you there's some rottenness I could find in you. You know what I mean? Polluted. Rotten to the core. Any way you slice it, I'm a sinner. No matter how you slice me, I'm a sinner. I never ask you to put me way up. I was watching a show the other night. It was a black gospel convention with some of the greatest black pastors, bishops, apostles, whatever they call them. You know, all across America. And that's fine. If that's the way they do it, that's fine with me. But the conference, a lot of it was about, they were saying, you must call them doctor, and you must call them apostle, and you must call them bishop, and you must call them. And they were big on it because their position of authority. You know, and I understand where they're coming from, but a part of me was going, you know? And if you called me apostle, a bishop, or something like that, I'm going to go, what? You know, somebody's got to lead around here. You know, somebody's got to make decisions. That just happens to be me. But I look at you as equal. What does that mean? That means you're rotten to the core too. That means any way we slice you, you're a sinner. You got it? Say. I like it that way, all right? You can call me Gary. Call me Pastor Gary. Pastor Clark. You can call me whatever. The football team calls me Coach. That's okay. Amen? Because I know me. I needed help in my life, and I still need help. I still sin. How many sin this week? At least one sin. Can I see you, Ryan? Look at you just polluted people. Amen. Come on. Here we go. So, So the P stands for what? Polluted. Now, last week, if you're here on the first message, if you weren't here last week, you missed some things. But there's a lot of pig stories in the Bible. There's a lot of pig stories in the New Testament. They didn't just show up for no reason. God's trying to give us a point. Make a point here is that we are in desperate need of His grace and of His cleansing. Amen? Y'all understand where I'm coming from? So that's why the little pig thing going on. How about let's go with the I? Can you say that with me? Impotent. You're kidding. You're all that? No, be quiet. Here we go. Yeah. Impotent. Yeah. What does that mean? It means I'm stuck in the mud. It means any way you slice this old boy, I'm rotten to the core. Amen? And also it means I'm impotent. What does that mean? Gary's stuck in the mud. Gary was stuck in the mud. I needed some help. I needed somebody to get me out of that miry pit, that old pit of that clay that was holding me down. And that's the grace of God. That's what God did in my life. He lifted me up out of that miry clay. He set my feet on a solid rock. No matter how hard I try, I can't pull myself up by my own bootstraps. Religion's still trying to do. And at the end of the day, you ain't got squat. You need more than religion. You need Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. And that's the amazing grace of God. Y'all with me, sleep? Here we go. Come on. John 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And there is Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool. I've been here many times at this location, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And they've uncovered this area, and you can still see the porches where they were. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, knew that he had been there a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will you be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man." Say that with me. I have no man. One more time. I have no man when the water's troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, somebody steps down before me. And Jesus said unto him, say that with me, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole. He took up his bed and he walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Ooh, they didn't like him healing that poor man on the Sabbath day. That's bad. Aren't you glad Jesus will heal you on whatever day it is? He'll come into your heart and life, change your life. Come on, give him some praise this morning in the house. Come on, let's do that. Yes, Lord, you're good to us. Well, that's who we were. That's who we were, impotent. There was no man that could do anything for us. But Jesus loved us. He came, gave his life on the cross. It's called the grace of God. See, I'm a pig. I'm polluted. I'm impotent. Couldn't do a thing for myself. Can't, you know, any way you slice me, I'm a sinner. I'm rotten to the core. Can't pull myself up by my own bootstraps. I needed some help. Amen? That's called the amazing grace of God. You should be able to remember this message. Pig, how hard is that? Come on. Last one, G. Say it with me. Guilty. Did you know what? If you're guilty, there ain't a whole lot you can do about it. Say. If you're guilty, then you're what? If you're guilty, you're guilty. You can't say if you're guilty, "Well, no, I'm not guilty." No, you are guilty. Wouldn't that be crazy? Say, you are guilty. You know you did it. It's been proven you did it. And you know yourself you did it. But to somehow try to get your head to think, "No, I ain't guilty," you are a lunatic. You understand? We're all guilty before God. We're all guilty before God. You can spend the rest of your life trying to tell us how good you are. "Well, I give money to the church." "Well, I do that." You know who you are? You're guilty. It's who you are. You know what I'm saying? And we try to convince ourselves that we're good or we're this. And I got some of you in the house, you're already looking at me with funny faces. I can see it already this morning. No, I'm serious. There's a couple of you in this room. I see you right now. You think you're good. Well, you're not. The Bible says there's none that doeth what? Good. No, not what? But I guess it's you. Well, look at that. Out of the whole world, you just happened to show up today. Isn't that funny? Come on. We're guilty before God. We're condemned to death and hell. That's who we are. "Well, I'm a good person. I believe." And I taught somebody this past week. for about an hour, thinking they're going to change me or something on my thinking. Are you kidding me? Listen, we're condemned to death and hell, and you still are unless you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Period. Flat out. You might say, well, Pastor, that's just what you believe. Friend, yes, I believe it, but that's what the Bible says. Flat out, period. Amen? Well, what about all those other books? Well, here's what I'll say to folk like that. Well, you go ahead and have all those other books, and you go on your merry way. I'm going to stay with the Bible. I'm going to stay with Jesus, and that's what I'm going to do. I'd recommend you to do the same thing. Amen. Come on. That's who we are. I've been weighed and measured in the balances, and I've come up what? All have sinned and come what? Short of the glory of God. That's me, man. I'm a pig. All right? Don't mean I can't dress up and take a bath. And you can dress this pig up, but at the end of the day, he's still a pig. Amen? Come on. I guess you can put lipstick on a pig, but he's still a what? All right. Come on, here we go. Polluted. Now listen to me. Follow my thinking with me this morning. I know it's hard. Here we go. Polluted. That affects my moral character. The fact that I'm rotten to the core affects my moral character. Impotent affects my will to fix myself. Because I can't. So my moral character's screwed up, and I don't have the power to fix it. Guilty, it affects my legal standing before God. We can say whatever we want to say. Lord, this in your name, and I did that in your name. And the Bible says, he's going to look and say, depart from me. Say it with me if you know it. You that work iniquity, say it with me if you know it. I never knew you. How do you get to know God? Through his son Jesus. The grace of God. Amen? Because my moral character's messed up. I don't have the strength to fix that. And I'm guilty before God. So whether you think you're a pig or not, you are. Amen? How many go have some ham on Thursday? You might have some ham as well as a turkey. Yeah. You eat it this week. Yeah, I'm one of them. Here we go. Come on. I'm sorry. Here we go. Polluted. What does that mean? That I'm polluted. You know what that means? It means I'm offensive to God. In my standing, the way I am right now, without Christ, if that's my case, if that's your case, because that's not my case anymore. But a person who is not a believer in Christ, who's outside of Christ, because they have not received the grace of God, salvation, they're offensive to God. It comes up in his nostrils as a great stink. How many have been in a pig pen? What's the thing it has in common, no matter which one you go to? They what? No, mine smelled really good. Don't lie. They stink, man. Come on. They're cute. Yeah, they're cute. I'll give you that when they're about this big. All right. Here we go. Impotent makes me helpless to change. Though I want to change. And so that's why so many people go through their life and they know that something's there. It's not right. And they say, spend this time trying to pull themselves up, trying to change, only to fall back again. Where salvation, Jesus Christ comes into your life. The Holy Spirit, the living God, the reading of the Word of God, fellowship with other believers, encouragement, learning that God is a God of grace and he forgives you and he loves you and he's there to help you like a good daddy would. You understand? And you start learning, wow, I can change. Isn't that great? But not on your own. Guilty makes me punishable by God. That's the problem. What about all these other religions? Well, have at it. Go believe in them. But at the end of the day, you're still what? Guilty. I never knew you. Bing. You don't understand. I was just in the car when the guy robbed the bank. Yeah, I drove him away, but you don't understand. No, you're guilty too, sucker. Understand? Yes or no? You might have done less evil than I've done, but at the end of the day, we're all evil. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I know I'm beating this horse, but it's Thanksgiving. We ought to know who God is, and we ought to be thankful this week for His wonderful grace in our life. Amen. Come on. So that's who I am. God's holy. God is righteous. God is just. That's who God is, man. The grace of God is a triple whammy. Here we go. It's a triple whammy. Pop it up. God's grace removes the pollution of sin and gives me a clean heart. Would you say that with me? God's grace removes the pollution of sin and gives me a clean what? When I become a Christian, is it about me removing my sin? Say. No. Is it about me from after I become a Christian living a perfect sinless life? Is it about me doing that? Yes or no? No. It's about God's grace removing that pollution of sin in my heart. Amen? And giving me a clean heart. He does that. He casts my sin, the Bible says, as far as the what? East is from the what? He buries it in the depths of the what? And the Bible says, and He remembers it what? No more. You try to do that. How many have a hard time when somebody does you wrong? You can forgive them, but you still can't forget it. Can I see your hand? But somehow you're supposed to believe you can take yourself to heaven on your own. You can't even do that. But God can. That evil you've done, that I've done, when we come to Him, put our faith in His Son, it's incredible that He forgives us. The Bible goes on, it says, this verse is really written to Christians. If we confess our what? He is what? Faithful and just to do what? To forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. How many did that this week? You confessed some sin to God this week and you got it off your plate. You ought to do that every day. You ought to do that every day. And you don't need some priest behind some curtain to help you do it. You have a high priest. His name is Jesus. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. He's always there making what for you? Intercession, the Bible says. He ever lives to make what? Intercession for you. That's a beautiful thing. So God's grace removes all that. Number two, God's grace, say it with me, removes my impotency and gives me what? Life and strength to do God's will. I am not just a product of my past. Yes, I understand, because of our past behavior, we tend to respond likewise. I agree with that. That's because we're pigs. It's because we're screwed up. You understand? I guess you can probably even train a pig. Is that true? Yeah, we can have this trained behavior, but that's not fixing. That's not getting fixed, man. That's not getting strength again. You need Jesus Christ to come into your life. That's the grace of God that removes that impotency, and all of a sudden now I have power in my life. I have strength in my life. Let's just talk a minute. How many? Are y'all still okay this morning? Okay. How many of you have had something in your life? It was a struggle. And you struggled with it for a long time. But Jesus, whether He was in your life already or He came into your life, but at a certain point in your life, you trusted Him in that issue. You believed you could have victory over it. And He gave you the strength and victory over that thing in your life. Can I see your hand? That's amazing, isn't it? An incredible say. Now, we can overcome things in our life without that. I understand that. It's true. But it's amazing, though, with His help in our life, how that we can actually, you know, we don't have to be pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. We've got a friend that helps us. He sits closer than a brother to us. It's amazing the things that you can go through in your life and the struggles and how God can be with you and give you the strength. You hearing me? I have no man. You can never say that again. You have somebody. Amen? I have somebody. The impotent man. I have no man when the waters move to come get me. I have somebody. His name's Jesus. Amen? I have somebody. Amen? I have the Holy Spirit, the living God, who's with me everywhere I go. That's what the Bible teaches, and I believe it, man. I have somebody to help me. I am not impotent any longer. Number three, it's a triple whammy. Say this one. God's grace removes my and gives me pardon and release from all against me. So I guess I'm not a pig anymore, am I? Say. I guess I'm a son. Is that what the Bible says I am? It says I'm a son. It says I'm a joint heir with who? Jesus. And you know, the Bible says crazy stuff. Sometimes I can't figure it out. It says that Jesus, yes, he's my Lord, my Savior, but then it even says that Jesus is my brother. Isn't that crazy? Somehow, that's how God sees me now. I'm not the pig I used to be. You know what I mean? He sees me as a son. But I didn't want to start the message that way today and make you think I'm a son because I'm somebody. No, I'm a pig. I'm a son because of somebody. You understand? Isn't that good? That's good stuff for us. It's 100% God and 0% me. Raj, how are we doing? We almost done? God's grace cannot act where there are claims of my own goodness or my own abilities. God's grace can never act where there are claims of my own goodness and my own abilities. The problem with religion is that it doesn't have enough letters. Okay? It's me talking. The problem with religion, it doesn't have enough letters. Religion says what? Do. Grace through Jesus says what? Done. You understand the difference? That's where I want to be right there, baby. 2 Peter 2. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of the darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, I do this and I do that, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who lived in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought back into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it happened unto them according to the true proverb. Look at it. The dog is turned or returned to his own vomit again. And the what? The what? Pig that was washed to her what? Wallowing in the mire. You got to get to the place where it's not about religion. Is it not about you doing? It's about Jesus Christ having done it for you and for me. Amen? Plain English this morning? I hope so. Grace. Say it with me. It's 100% who? And 0% who? Me. It's amazing grace. We good, buddy? We got more? Keep rolling. I have a new heart. I have a new power. I have a new standing. I must have all three. A new heart, new power, new standing. A polluted, powerful man. Listen to this. A polluted, powerful man who's in good standing is still what? Rotten to the core. A powerless, clean man who's in good standing can still do nothing. A guilty man who's clean and powerful is still condemned and sentenced to death. Pig. The pollution, the impotency, and the guilt must what? All be removed. And religion can't do that for you. Only Jesus can. It can only happen by the grace of God. And I tell you what, that's the biggest thing we've got to celebrate this week. Is the wonderful grace of God. 100% who? And 0% who? Me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Lord. Stand with me, would you? Thank you. Stay with me. Sing it with me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a pig like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.